better humanitarian conditions and financial aid. Those are U.S. President Joe Biden's promises to Palestinians. In a 3.5-hour visit to Bethlehem in the south of the occupied West Bank, Biden didn't bring any political initiatives to the table. He says the ground isn't suitable now to relaunch the peace process, but has urged Palestinians not to lose hope in a better future.
The United States is a partner in this work to improve the day-to-day lives of the Palestinian people. That's why when I came to office, I reversed the policies of my predecessor and resumed aid to the Palestinians.
Aid is not the only change in policy the Palestinian Authority wanted.
We look forward to steps from the U.S. administration to strengthen bilateral relations by reopening the U.S. consulate in East Jerusalem and removing the PLO from the terrorist list.
Al Jazeera's Shireen Abu Aqleh would have been covering this visit, but she's not. She was killed by Israeli forces fire on May the 11th while on assignment in Jenin. Although no questions were allowed during the media conference, Palestinian journalists spoke without words, demanding justice for Shireen. Both presidents talked about her and the need for accountability.
And the United States has suffered loss as well, including the killing of Shireen Abu Aqleh. And she was an American citizen, and a proud Palestinian. And she was performing very vital work in an independent media and vital work of democracy.
Outside the conference, Palestinians also reminded Biden of Shireen. Artist Taqiyeddin Sabatin painted a mural for Shireen on the Israeli-built separation wall cutting Bethlehem from Jerusalem, an image that would have been difficult for Biden to miss. A few kilometers away from the red carpet reception in the presidential compound in Bethlehem, Palestinians protested against his visit. "We don't want your crumbs," they chanted. Biden concluded his visit at the Nativity Church in Bethlehem before heading to Saudi Arabia.
Biden has pledged to ensure Palestinians have a better quality of life. But as long as they're being killed without accountability and their lands are confiscated, they say that's unlikely. The only way to improve their living conditions, they say, is by ending the decades-long Israeli occupation. Nida Ibrahim, in front of the Nativity Church, Bethlehem, the occupied West Bank.